Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make your expectations and needs explicit. In other words, don't just drop hints. We've all found ourselves disappointed because someone didn't live up to our expectations, only to realize later that the other person had not actually understood our expectations or realized that we needed help. Whether it's assuming that your team member will let you know in advance if he's not going to meet an important deadline, or that your partner will send flowers on your anniversary, we're taking a risk if we have strongly held expectations for someone's behavior, but don't let the person know about them. Other people simply cannot read our minds, and we waste all kinds of time behaving as though they can, and then recovering from the disappointment or dropped balls when it turns out they can't. The only solution to this is to stop dropping hints. When you want something, everyone is better off if you just say it. Well, easier said than done, of course. Sometimes people feel awkward asking for help or stating their hopes or expectations directly. Does it sound pushy? Is it insulting to suggest someone wouldn't know that you like meetings to start on time? Or that you expect the person who finishes the paper towel roll will replace it? But if we beat around the bush and drop hints, other people may misunderstand what we mean, and the results may not be what we intend. So here are some ways to raise issues directly. Think clear, collaborative, congenial. That means using direct language, assuming that you and the other person are mutually focused on good outcomes, and keeping the tone positive and friendly. For instance, on deadlines, you could say, "I'm counting on being able to review your report Monday afternoon. That's the time I've carved out to work on this, because I'm attending a conference later in the week. If you foresee a problem getting the report to me by lunchtime on Monday, please let me know in advance." Or for household expectations, "I would really appreciate it if you changed the sheets and took out the trash the last day you're house sitting, because we'll be getting home late. Would that be doable?" Or when you're asking for affection and support from family and friends, "Next Tuesday is my birthday. I'd love to celebrate it with you. I was thinking a small group of us would have lunch at the sushi place near my office, but I'm open to other suggestions." The general approach should be to share the hope, expectation, or need, and then invite the other person to give a thumbs up or weigh in. That way, you're not assuming anything. Instead, you're sharing your expectations in a way that gives the other person the chance to confirm that these expectations are shared or to suggest a different plan. That's not pushy. Instead, this approach greatly increases the chances that your needs are met. It's hard to see the downside in that. So today, if you find yourself hoping that someone will do something, why not stop and ask the person directly? Save the mind reading for carnivals, and everyone will be better off. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E-4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.